throughout all of humanity, there is the idea of atonement. Somehow we must pay for the wrong that we have done. And no matter what the deity, no matter what the system, there is the idea that people have of atonement. What does God require for us to pay for our sins? What does it take? Some have atonement in what you do, others what you suffer, others have employed animal sacrifices. This idea of atonement, what can I do to atone for my wrongdoing before an all-powerful deity? God gave Abraham an example, a lesson, and he asked him to sacrifice his very own son. God never intended for him to do that. In the scripture, God is very opposed to human sacrifice, but he wanted to give Abraham a lesson. Listen to it. It's in Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did test Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Look, here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and get you unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cut the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here I am. And he said, Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. You see, God wanted to tell Abraham, there is an atonement required, a heavy price. An atonement is required that would be like offering your own son, because your sin, Abraham, requires a lot, and the sins of the world require a lot. And he taught him, you do not have to provide that atonement. I will provide the atonement. And this is what it says, God so loved the world that he gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believed in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is our atonement. His death on the cross was the providence of God for us, for we cannot offer an atonement for our sin. Only God can provide that. And He provided His very own Son, who took our sin upon himself. We should have been on that cross, but Jesus got on that cross for us so that our sins could be forgiven. Remember that today. And remember, that is the hope of this world. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you for the atonement in Jesus Christ. I could never atone for my sins, not for one of them. And they were a load that was so heavy for me to bear. But Jesus carried that wood up Calvary's hill for me. Thank you, Lord. I believe in you. I trust you. Thank you for Jesus. Amen.